This podcast is sponsored by Kingsdown Meadow, located in beautiful Kent countryside. New homes available. Search Serenity Parks. Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Hello, and thanks ever so much for downloading today's episode. Hope you're okay. It's Friday, February the 12th, and for homeschoolers, a welcome break is in sight. It's half term next week, and we'll come on to that very shortly. But first, we've got some COVID stats for you first up today. The number of patients in hospital with coronavirus in Kent has more than halved in the last month. There are currently around 550 people being treated in hospitals in the county, down from a peak of 1,218 on January the 9th. The infection rate in Kent has also plummeted in recent weeks, and you can see our interactive map at kentonline.co.uk to find out exactly what the numbers are where you live. Now, lockdown and the rollout of the vaccine are said to be factors in the rapid decreases, but there's a warning not to get complacent, particularly during, as I mentioned, half term next week. Well, I've been chatting to James Williams, who's the Director of Public Health in Medway.
The challenge that we all have is to recognise that we're still in a national lockdown. And the problem with that is clearly that people do need to abide by the regulations. And that means stay inside unless you need to go out, and you can go out for a medical appointment, for essential things like shopping and that type of thing. So it gives you additional challenges. I'm a parent myself. I understand the challenge that all other parents out there, I would suspect, are going to go through. So what we suggest is you've got to try and think about maintaining your well-being, and in doing all of that, you can go out and exercise once a day. Try and get out there as a family if you can, and use the online tools that we've got on our website, particularly Medway Council, where we've got loads of things that people can do as a family. We've got activities, we've got exercise classes, 10-minute clips. You'll have seen me maybe doing some of those exercises myself, quite badly, I would imagine. But trying to find a routine that gives you a break away from that, you know, homeschool type approach to some family time. Take time out to read and do new things and, you know, things like that. So it will be challenging, but clearly we've got lots of things that are available and lots of support that's around for parents and children and young ones.
Kent Online News.
A 62-year-old has admitted killing a man on the steps of a Margate hotel after pushing him over. Sydney Collier, who was 77, died after hitting his head on the pavement outside the Burlington near the seafront last October. David Harris, who's from Buenos Aires in the town, has appeared in court and pleaded guilty to manslaughter. He'll be sentenced in June. A driver's been caught on CCTV ramming two cars and a van in Maidstone. They reversed into the vehicles several times on a driveway in Willington Street in the early hours of yesterday. Police say they're still trying to track down the person responsible. You can see the video footage at Kent Online. Church leaders have written to the Home Secretary calling for the closure of Napier Barracks in Folkestone, which is being used to house asylum seekers. Pretty sure you've heard about this site by now. Around 400 men have been living there since September, but there have been protests outside over the conditions following a coronavirus outbreak. Well, the Bishop of Dover is among those who've signed the letter describing the arrangement as insensitive and irresponsible. From this spring, we're going to be paying more council tax in Kent. Bosses have approved plans to increase the charge as they look to plug a gap in their finances caused by unexpected spending during the pandemic. Now, the bill will go up by 5%. That's an extra £60 for homes in Band C, bringing the annual charge to £1,260. Kieran Duggan is our local democracy reporter.
Kent County Council's Cabinet Member for Finance, Councillor Peter Oakford, said the 4.99% hike for adult social care and general spending is needed to prevent brutal cuts to frontline services. Explaining there was no bottomless money pit at County Hall, he said, "I do not want to be in a position to propose a council tax increase, but I have no choice. Opposition groups, including Labour and the Liberal Democrats, angrily contested the decision, given the financial impact of coronavirus on families struggling to pay bills or hold down jobs.
On top of that charge, you'll also be making contributions to the police, fire service and district council.
The Kent Online Podcast with Serenity Parks.
A planned 25-metre-high phone mast near Herne Bay has been branded an ugly skyscraper, as new images show it would tower over nearby homes. At Kent Online, you can see pictures that have been unveiled by EE and Three. Now, they want to build the mast at the South East Water compound off Canterbury Road in Herne to improve 4G coverage in the area. Residents, though, have described it as a monstrosity. Controversial signs telling runners to jog on from Rochester town centre as part of a crackdown on non-essential visits during the pandemic have been removed. The posters were put up to warn the public about lockdown rules, but many believe the message was too harsh towards people exercising. Medway Council have apologised for any offence, but say safety is their top priority. Now, the Kent Online podcast has been told that more needs to be done to encourage young people in Kent to pursue a career in dentistry. As we told you earlier on in the week, a report has found that patients are waiting up to 2 years to get an appointment. While others who contacted a watchdog in 3 months of the pandemic last year had been encouraged to go private, and that would result in more costly treatment. Dr. Alfred Colasvari is from High Street Medical Dental in Gillingham.
Well, basically, we always had shortage of dentists. You have to imagine that there are dentists who are obviously providing only private care. And the number of NHS dentists obviously is getting shorter due to the fact that loads of our colleagues are retiring now, and due to the pandemic and obviously due to challenges that the whole sector is facing, they are going on to early retirements. The number of practices are still the same. It's due to the fact that even in my clinic, we have more dentists who are working private rather than the ones who are working NHS.
Now, one patient from Kent told Health Watch that their NHS treatment would be 60% successful, but this would increase to 90% if they were willing to pay for private care. Why is that? Is it a case of you're advising patients now to go private to get quicker treatment?
Well, basically, I can't comment on, obviously, because I don't know the diagnostic and I haven't seen the patient.
Is that common practice, though, more on a wider scale? Is that something that you are advising patients to do more generally?
We don't advise, obviously, the patient. If a patient is registered under the private sector or under the NHS, we are providing basically the care that's needed for both of the patients.
What more can be done then for your sector? Is it a case of more investment needs to go into training dentists, encouraging more people to get into the industry? Is that what's needed to ease that pressure, to clear that backlog?
Correct, exactly. That's what it is. I'm totally agreeing with you on that. The universities, even being a trainer for KSS, Kent, Surrey and Sussex London Deanery, we see that the number of foundation dentists that are coming from the universities, it's basically less. And obviously, we are trying to encourage more and more youngsters to choose this path. That will help us a lot in order to be able to clear this backlog of patients and having access to NHS dentistry.
Kent Online reports.
It's claimed dogs are chasing and injuring birds and animals in a protected area of wetland in Swalecliff. There are calls for new rules to be enforced, so owners have to keep their animals on leads near Long Rock. The council's asking for feedback on the plan, but there's been an angry backlash from some who've described it as a terrible idea. Thousands of bins across part of Kent could be left overflowing with a month's worth of rubbish because of delays to collections caused by the snow. Many bins missed across Canterbury, Whitstable and Herne Bay will likely not be picked up for another fortnight, with the City Council continuing on its normal schedule next week. A reminder, if you do have to head out on an essential journey over the weekend, the A28 in Canterbury is going to be closed. Traffic won't be able to use the stretch at Wincheap while repairs are carried out on a railway bridge. It'll close at 11 tonight and is due to reopen in the early hours of Monday. An historic village pub, which has stood empty for a decade, is going to be restored. surprisingly, by one of Kent's most prestigious private schools. The Junior King's School wants to transform the Swan Inn in Sturry High Street near Canterbury into a pub, restaurant and bed and breakfast. They purchased the Grade 2 listed site several years ago and originally planned to turn it into a cafe with accommodation for school staff upstairs. And this doesn't really sound like my idea of fun, but a teacher from Walmer has filmed himself having a shower in his garden when it was -2 degrees. Yep, despite the snow, Patrick Papineau has kept to his routine of having a wash outside.
Voila. I'm not sure where I am today. I hope that you might be doing the same in the near future. Try and see. It's very addictive. Fantastic.
It's not as if he doesn't have plenty of hot water. He does, but apparently misses taking part in triathlons, so wanted another challenge. The Northbourne Park teacher says it invigorates the mind and body. It's actually scientifically proven to reduce stress and increase levels of alertness. If you don't mind, I think I'll give it a miss.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and it's another tough game for Gillingham this weekend as they travel to promotion chasing Charlton Athletic. It follows the Gills' 3-0 defeat to top of the table Lincoln City last time out. That's all. Steve Evans' side dropped to 16th in the League One table, while tomorrow's opposition are in the final playoff place at the moment. Midfielder Stuart O'Keefe says it's not been easy to prepare in the snow this week.
It's been a tough week to get on a training field. We've been limited in terms of space, but to be fair, we haven't missed any sessions. Everyone's done all the work that was needed. And to the ground staff, everyone's made it accessible, made sure we can get the work in, because, you know, it's a big game on Saturday leading into some very important fixtures in a short space of time. So it's important that we had to get the work in.
And Ashford United have been given planning permission to create a new training pitches to keep up with demand. The football club no longer has enough space for the adult and youth teams wanting to use their Homelands Stadium. Plans to build 2 5-a-side 3G pitches and a changing facility next to their home ground have been approved by the council. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the IM News app, which will give you access to all KM Group newspapers. Just head to subsaver.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Kingsdown Meadow, located in beautiful Kent countryside. New homes available. Search Serenity Parks.